This is Hired, the Good Karma Brands recruitment show. Looking for your next great career? You're in the right spot. Here's your host, Brian D.
From Milwaukee to LA and back, welcome into Hired, the GKB recruitment show. My name is Brian D., your host and the director of content with ESPN Milwaukee. On today's episode, we will tell you how you can get your foot in the door with our sales team in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and then we'll head out to the West Coast and talk to Kobe Walsh of ESPN LA about what it means to be an awesome teammate with GKB. That is all coming up on today's edition of Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. Our sales team is growing in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Welcome into Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. Joining us now here on Hired is our Director of Sales for our news team in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It is Stephanie Sulak. Steph, thanks for jumping on again. I think this is your, like you said, second or third appearance on Hired, one of which yielded a current GKB teammate who listened to the show, correct?
It did, and thanks for having me today, Brian. One of our current marketing consultants heard me on the very first show when we launched Hired 3 years ago, was it?
Sounds right.
And he was so excited about the way that we operate here at Good Karma Brands and didn't really know much about the marketing consultant role. And so this show gave him an opportunity to learn a little bit more about the role, how I manage, how our team works together. And he's been with us ever since and just flourishing.
See, real people listen to Hired and they get real jobs with Good Karma Brands. It's cool to hear. So we are currently looking for yet another marketing consultant to join our great sales team here in Milwaukee on the news side of things. Explain to people who might not know what a marketing consultant is for Good Karma Brands.
Absolutely. In the current job world, people may think of a marketing consultant as a marketing position, but it's not. It's a sales position. So most people are familiar with the term account executive or sales rep. But here at Good Karma Brands and WTMJ, we use the term marketing consultant very intentionally. We want to be consultative to the partners and advertisers that we work with to really understand what their needs are, whether it is something from a hiring opportunity or they're looking to grow their business. And so being consultative allows us to really understand that as opposed to being a sales rep and, you know, pushing packages. We don't do that. We really get to know them.
So you can apply right now at goodkarmabrands.com/careers for this open role. Now, in Milwaukee, Stephanie, we've got two separate sales teams that are kind of responsible for the entire business in this market particularly. We've got a sports sales team and a news sales team. So explain that kind of breakup and that the ecosphere of our sales team for somebody who might not know what happens here in Milwaukee.
Absolutely. So in Milwaukee, we have so many different local brands. We have The Truth. We've got ESPN. We've got Brewers. We've got Bucks. And we have WTMJ Radio. And The Truth and WTMJ are really those news talk platforms. And there is a very specific skill set and a portfolio of assets that we get to learn about and talk about and help our partners with. Sports is very, very different when it comes to the way that the shows operate. You're talking about somebody who's really familiar with all of the sports and the different teams and the different programs and the different athletes. Mm-hmm. And so what we've done in Milwaukee is really created two separate teams that can be specialists in their areas. You know, a jack of all trades and a master of none is not really effective in this company because there's so many different things that we can bring to the market. So we've been very intentional about separating the skill sets of the news talk team and then the sports team. So it's a little bit different for each group.
And what I love to see, too, and everything you said is spot on from my perspective. What I love to see, though, is the collaboration of these experts in both of these areas, right? You can be a master of news sales.
Yeah.
You can be a master of sports sales. But there are partners that we like to work with that can coexist in both areas,
absolutely,
right? And it's really important. I would love to hear you speak to this, the teamwork aspect of this, because from my experience, sales, you have to be super competitive, super ego-driven in a lot of ways to be successful. You want those qualities
right.
in a successful salesperson, but – you have to be you with us
yeah.
to be a successful marketing consultant with GKB.
I love what you said. You have to be you with us. And I think every salesperson, sales positions are commissioned. They just are. And so you're really thinking about you, yourself, me, myself, and I, right? At Good Karma Brands, we have really shifted the way that we work in this market. And it really goes back to that term marketing consultant. We're going to go talk to partners and understand what their goals and objectives are, whether it is our local brand on the news talk side or our local brand on the sports side or the Brewers or the Bucks or the Truth, and really understand what's going to be best for them, not for me. And so what works really well is we have teams that work together, the sports side and the news talk side, and everybody's paired up and they're working together to understand how we can use all of our different assets to achieve their goals. And they work really well together. It's been a very intentional process on our side to make sure that the teams are talking amongst each other and really thinking about the partner first.
Stephanie Sulak is our director of sales for our news team here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She joins us here on Hired, the GKB recruitment show. Currently looking for a marketing consultant to join our sales team in Milwaukee. We air all over the country, Stephanie. We're airing in Chicago and New York City right now, and there are great qualified candidates for this role that could exist anywhere that might not know exactly what WTMJ is all about or what 101.7 The Truth is all about. Yeah. Can you explain those brands to people that might not be familiar outside of this Milwaukee and Wisconsin market?
Absolutely. So WTMJ Radio has been a pillar in Wisconsin for over 100 years, and we are the station of record for news, talk, weather, sports. We are a credible and relevant news source that our fans and our listeners come to get their information that is real. You know, everybody talks today about is it real news? Is it real or fake news? And it's not. It's been around for a really long time, and they tell us the facts and the stories that are really important to our community. We do reach 80% of the state's population. So, you know, we are a very big deal, and everybody in Wisconsin knows that WTMJ is Wisconsin's radio station. And one of the other stations that, Brian, you mentioned is 101.7 The Truth. It is Milwaukee's Black Talk station. And during the pandemic, our founder and CEO, Craig Karmason, realized that there was a really important, I guess, a hole in this community. I'm talking to the Black community. Mm-hmm. And so we created Milwaukee's Black Talk. And again, the only station that has 11 hours of live local talk radio for the Black community. And it's really important. There are so many things that, you know, people need to understand from different perspectives and talking to that audience, which makes up a huge portion of our population here in Wisconsin. And so it's really exciting to be part of these brands that are really having an impact in the community here.
You've used the word consultative a couple of different times in just the few minutes we've been talking. That really is at the heart of our sales process. I can feel it working here in Milwaukee on the content side. Why do you think businesses partner with us in the most simplistic form?
I think it's because we care. And one of the things that I actually look for in a marketing consultant is somebody who is genuinely curious and wants to help people. And so sometimes that means that we're not the right fit for them, and being okay to tell them, hey, this might not work for you right now, but come back and talk to us later. Or, you know, being able to customize a solution for them that's really going to hit home with exactly what their goals, their objectives are, or their challenges are, is what has really helped us succeed in this market. And I think, you know, looking at all of the things that we have available to us, whether it's ESPN, The Truth, or WTMJ, or it's a traffic sponsorship or a title sponsorship, we just have so many options that really allow us to customize solutions. And it's not putting you into a, you know, we're not fitting you into a box. We're creating a box that works for you. And so it's really fun to come up with those solutions for our partners.
If this sounds like a fit for you, apply right now, goodkarmabrands.com/careers. As a part of this role, I've got to experience Good Karma Brands for the better part of a decade now, which has been awesome. And I know that the culture that exists here is so much bigger than punching in at 9 and punching out at 5 and making my cold calls and my outreaches and opening partnerships, and that's it, I'm done. Can you speak to how much this really is around the clock, holistic career for a really successful MC that's going to dive in? Because there's so much that exists in this GKB world that can make you successful as a salesperson.
I love that question. And I think you hit it right on the head, Brian. We're not clocking in and out. And I think especially for marketing consultants, every conversation that you have is an opportunity to teach people how much you or show people how much you actually care about the business, the community, and the place that you live. And so every interaction as a marketing consultant is a networking opportunity to potentially open doors for either the person that you're talking to or somebody that they may know and a business that you can help or an initiative that you can support. And so we at Good Karma Brands, we're never really off the clock. We're always, in a, especially in sales, your head is just spinning about everything you see or do. But again, if you are a genuinely caring person, you're curious about business, you're curious about how to help people, it is a very natural fit for you to be able to fulfill this role inside of work and outside of work and off hours.
So outside of work, we're obviously on the heels of just a crazy summer in Wisconsin. It's always super, super busy. Can you speak to a couple of the events where an MC might be expected to be that is really super cool and fun and unique to what we do in Milwaukee that's happened in the last couple of months?
Oh my gosh, there's so many of them. Yeah. It's so exciting. So we got to be part of the Truth Community Cleanup, where we went to the streets of Milwaukee and helped pick up garbage, and 300 people showed up to do that. It was absolutely incredible. We had the WTMJ Day, where we invited our fans to come interact with our hosts, and we had, I can't even remember, it was sold out in a matter of weeks, and it was just so much fun to be a part of that.
At a brewer tailgate, right? Milwaukee Brewers tailgate.
Yep. Milwaukee Brewers tailgate. And then the Lance Sijon Memorial is another thing that really hit home. We were able to raise $80,000 with John McCure and his initiative to help the Lance Sijon Memorial that was in dire need of some upgrades. And so that's just a handful of the things. There's so much more, but we really get to help our community in multiple ways and meet our fans.
Yeah.
And when you have people showing up at a tailgate to just hang out and talk to our hosts, it just makes you sit back and be proud of it.
Totally.
It's so fun.
Yeah, and it speaks to just how ingrained into our community WTMJ and 101.7 The Truth really are. Once again, we are hiring for a WTMJ marketing consultant, a salesperson right now. Apply at goodkarmabrands.com/careers. A couple of more for you. Stephanie Sulak, our guest here on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. She is the director of sales for our news team. Core values at the heart of everything we do with Good Karma Brands. Listen, be honest, work hard, over-deliver, follow through, and teamwork. Which one of those do you think is most important in this role that we're hiring for?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question. And I actually thought about that before you even asked. Listening.
Yeah.
You have to listen and you have to genuinely care about what that person is saying. You cannot sit there and think about the next thing that you're going to say. You have to take it all in. And again, if you are a caring human being and you listen to what they have to say, it'll be a natural conversation to figure out how you can help them. And so listening is absolutely at the top of that list.
Any other prerequisites for the role that you're looking at in terms of the actual career description? Are there things that you're looking for in an ideal candidate?
Yeah, absolutely. Ideally, we want somebody with sales experience. It really helps to know the process and how hard sales is hard. It's not easy.
Yeah.
So if you've got experience, that's great. Being a strong relationship builder, a networker, a self-starter, having a tremendous value of responsibility and making sure that you're committed to the goals that you set aside for yourself is really important in this role.
And then last thing for you, Stephanie, and I always love to underscore this, especially in 2025. You're the person that's actually going to be looking at my cover letter or my resume when I send it through, right? Like, I feel like when I was in college, which was luckily for me the last time I applied for a job, I feel like I would send my resume into this nameless, faceless portal and it would just get lost in the ether,
right?
These resumes, if people are listening, are actually going to come to Stephanie Sulak, who's talking to you right now. You're going to look at everything and decide who's the best person.
Absolutely. They come directly to me, and please submit a cover letter. Tell me why you're interested. It's really important for me to understand, you know, why you think you're a good fit. And so put your best foot forward and apply at goodkarmabrands.com careers page. And I get to read every single applicant that submits a their resume and their cover letter. And I look forward to finding the best one to fill this role.
Well, I hope this yields yet another WTMJ MC from Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. Stephanie, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
This is Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. Welcome back into Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. If you have any interest in applying for that WTMJ MC role in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, head on over to goodkarmabrands.com/careers. We shift gears now to, in my time hosting this program, the first recurring guest here on Hired. It is Kobe Walsh. Kobe, thank you for jumping on again. For the folks who didn't catch your first appearance on the show, walk us through your GKB career and how you got to where you are now.
Yeah, no, Brian, appreciate you having me on for the second time now. Very honored to have that title to my name now. No, my GKB history is actually pretty awesome. Well, first, before GKB took over ESPN LA, my dad was the play-by-play sales manager. So I knew, this office that I'm in right now, I grew up in. And I had always thought, man, my dad has the coolest job ever. Because, you know, I get to go to these games with him. And as far as I'm concerned, that was the only part of his gig.
Yeah.
Was just going to games. And I thought, man, that's the coolest thing ever. Fast forward to 2023, and I see a AE ESPN LA job opening on LinkedIn. And I was like, oh man, this is a dream come true. Keep in mind, this is with pretty much very little sales experience.
Sure. And AE, for those who previously don't know, is an account executive. And Kobe's an MC, a marketing consultant is what we call somebody that goes out and opens partnerships for GKB.
Yeah. So I applied for it immediately thinking, man, there's just no shot that I get this. Went through the interview process and got to talk with Sam Pines, who is one of those four founders of GKB. And he told me, would you be open to going to Milwaukee? And without even thinking about it, I said, yes, absolutely.
I'm in.
And I kind of got off the interview thinking, like, I'm a kid born and raised in LA. I went to UCLA. I've never left Los Angeles. Am I about to, like, go to Milwaukee forever? Like, I had no idea what really I was signing up for. But it was to be a partnership development specialist at the home office in Milwaukee, and really learn to be what a good Karma Brands teammate is all about while learning GKB sales process. So I did that for 3 months. And then after my 3 months, came back out here to LA and started my current role as a marketing consultant here at ESPN LA.
Well, I think there's so many cool lessons in that career trajectory, Kobe. Saying yes to every opportunity, using your previous experience and connections to get in the door, and then doing the work yourself. I mean, there's so much that you can take from you talking for just 2 or 3 minutes. What do you remember about your time in Milwaukee? It's like the anti-NBA, right? Like, nobody would ever go from Los Angeles to Milwaukee, but it's a place that we care dearly about as a company, being close to the epicenter of where GKB started. What memory sticks out the most from that time in southeastern Wisconsin?
I mean, first off, I was terrified. So I was leaving LA at the beginning of April, and you know, keep in mind, like, I'm used to the sun out 350 days of the year.
Yeah, it's
75
gonna be,
degrees.
It's going to be sunny and 75 there for the rest of time. I just checked my weather app on my iPhone.
Right, exactly. So I was a little bit scared of, like, is it going to snow? I mean, I've only seen snow like a handful of times in my entire life. So I was freaked out, but the thing that stands out to me the most is the people at GKB. They were so warm and so welcoming. And within literally like a day or two, it felt like I had known all of my teammates for years. And them showing me around the city, taking me, you know, to the bars, taking me to have my first cheese curd.
Oh yeah.
I'd never had a cheese curd. It's really just the people that made those 3 months very special for me.
And I'm sure those relationships have certainly endured since your time back in Los Angeles. Well, Kobe, let's jump into these big eight questions about what it means to be an awesome teammate with GKB. The first of which is, do I have to be a giant sports fan to work with Good Karma Brands?
So The immediate answer is absolutely not. You just have to have a passion in trying to help companies achieve their ultimate goal. But I do think it helps to be a sports fan. I think you need to have knowledge of the sports world. That way you can share information that's relevant with partners and potential partners. But do you have to be a sports fan? Not at all.
Yeah, I think specific roles matter a lot there, right? Like in your role as a marketing consultant with ESPN LA, I mean, you're opening partnerships surrounding, the sports talk radio station, the play-by-play assets you have in LA. For somebody who's working on accounts payables or receivables in our home office, it's not as important. But I think you gave great context there. You nailed it. Question two, it is said, Kobe, in some circles, that GKB is not for everybody. Do you agree or disagree with that sentiment?
I personally disagree. So I do think GKB is for everybody, but if you don't really believe in the core values, then it's probably not the best fit for you.
Yep. Super well said. And I think it's an awesome transition into a question about those core values. We've got six of them. Listen, be honest, work hard, over deliver, follow through, and teamwork. Which one of those, Kobe, resonates the most with you at this point in your career?
So I think you can break it down and have the basic answer of all of them, right? But my personal favorite is working hard. I think if you work hard, the results will always be there. And this goes back to my time as a college football player at UCLA, back to when I was a little kid. If you are the hardest working person in the room, good things are going to come. And so I've always decided, like, there's not going to be a single person in any space of my life that's going to work harder than me.
Yeah.
And I think the results have always been there at the end of it.
I think that's a great mentality. And I think work hard has this negative connotation around of like, oh, like I have to put in these long hours. Working hard can be really fun. Working hard can be connecting with a partner in the suite at crypto.com arena for a Sabrina Carpenter concert, right? Like it could be anything like that helps open a relationship, or it could be working at midnight after the Dodgers win the World Series, right? To be on a post game show. So working hard can be really fun too. And I love that you selected that one in particular. Question four of the Big Eight with Kobe Walsh and ESPN Los Angeles MC. Do teammates have to fit within GKB's culture, Kobe, to be successful here?
Personally, I think so. I think GKB is built on culture. It's the driving factor. I think like good culture leads to winning. And you can relate that back to sports. You know, every championship team has a great culture at the base of it. And if you don't fit in with it, then it affects the year-end goal of winning. And winning is, to me, the most important thing. And so I think if you don't fit in with the culture, then GKB maybe isn't for you.
Yep, perfectly said. Question five of these Big Eight with Kobe Walsh, ESPN, LA, MC. You've talked about it yourself already, Kobe. You've changed jobs. You've changed positions. You came to Milwaukee, went back to LA. Why do you think so many GKB teammates change jobs or positions so frequently within our company?
I think Craig really has a passion for helping people find their passion. And so if one day you want to be in marketing and after a couple of weeks you think, man, I would really love to try sales. I think that's my calling card. Craig wants to give you that opportunity. And I think that he just has so much trust in the people that he brings on that he's going to be totally okay with, hey, they're making the best decision for themselves, and he fully supports it.
Yeah, I think that's well said. And I don't know if it's as much about passion alone as the marriage between passion and a great fit, right? For somebody to be successful. And if you get both of those, it's a slam dunk. But I think Craig has personally in my career given me the opportunity to go, okay, try this out. Maybe you're better at this than that. you're passionate about that, maybe this position is good, right? So I do think what you said personally resonates with me of if I'm passionate and excited about something and it could be a fit to help our team grow, why wouldn't we try to see if that's a great opportunity for GKB? Question six. So many radio companies, Kobe, and I hesitate to even call us a radio company anymore because we've grown to be so much bigger and more than that. But many media companies have pared back local programming. We've done the exact opposite. We've increased it. Like in LA, you have digital-only shows as a part of your day-to-day lineup every day. Why do you think we operate that way?
I think we invest so much into our talent and into our fans that our fans like love us. They look at us as a family or as a friend, and they want to be, you know, we always say feel the us. I think our fans have felt the us and they want more and more of us. It's not just enough to have three-hour shows. They want the digital only blue review at 6:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. They want the Lakers talk and USC football talk. They just want to be a part of us because we've invested so much back into them.
Speaking of investing, Kobe, you work in sales every single day. Simply put, why do you think businesses partner with GKB?
I think they really value our ideas of partnerships and opening partnerships when that dotted line is signed. It's not, we've done all this work, it's signed, and now I don't speak to you until the very end of the partnership.
The next time I need money from you, right?
Right, exactly. It's the work really begins for us once that dotted line is signed. And I think companies really value that. They say, okay, GKB is going to be with us every step of the way to make sure that, you know, the goals that we said we needed to achieve are going to get done.
Quick follow-up on that. We use the term partnership very intentionally. When you think about a partnership, what does that mean to you from a sales perspective?
I really think being a partner, like in a, as it relates to partnership, is just being with them. And I said it already, is yeah. Being with them every step of the way. It's, hey, how are things working? Are they, if they're struggling, hey, here's some ideas on, you know, how we can turn this ship around. It's also creating a relationship that's much more than just business.
For sure.
I think for me, that's the most important, is really making this a friendship, because once it turns to that, you're going to have a partner for life.
Perfectly
and
said.
I think that's just the most powerful thing that we can do.
All right, last one for you, Kobe. If you had one piece of advice for somebody that was interested in working with GKB, with breaking into the company, what would you tell that person?
I would tell them to say yes to everything, because you just need to get a foot in the door and then the world is your oyster.
Even if it's moving to Milwaukee in April when there might still be snow on the ground?
Even if it means moving to Milwaukee, if it means taking a role that you think, hey, maybe this isn't for me, it's just saying yes, because the opportunities that lie once you're in the door are tenfold. There's a million of them. And GKB will work with you every step of the way to find exactly what you've dreamed of. So, I mean, this place is amazing. I love it. And I'm so grateful to myself that when Sam Pines asked me to move to Milwaukee, I said yes and didn't ask any questions.
Awesome, dude. Well, we're grateful to have you as a teammate. It's been awesome catching up a little bit. Thank you for all of the hard work you've put in to grow GKB. And thanks for jumping on Hire, the GKB recruitment show. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys having me for the second time.
There it is, recurring guest Kobe Walsh of ESPN LA. We will wrap it up on the other side. This is Hire, the GKB Recruitment Show.
To
to apply for that open role with our WTMJ news sales team in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, head on over to goodkarmabrands.com/careers. That is goodkarmabrands.com/careers. For our producer, Chris Larson, for Stephanie Sulak, and for Kobe Walsh, my name is Brian D. This has been Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show.